Okay, back to wrap up KER Politics here with my main contributor, Jim McKinney. Jim, as you all know, was the chairman of the re-elect Trump committee. He understands probably as well as anyone the huge political challenges that are ahead of us right now. Mr. Mystery Man from Semiemu, what questions do you have at this point for Jim?
Yeah, I'm gonna pass on that just for the moment, Al, because I'm looking through my questions, and I thought we were just about at the end of the program.
No. Think about something else. I've got a lot of things I want to talk with Jimmy about. Jimmy, I think
let me finish up with what we in the last segment we were talking about what we can do.
That's exactly what I was going to ask you, Jimmy. Go ahead.
Yeah. So the first thing is. A lot of conservatives right now are feeling isolated. They're feeling intimidated. And that's exactly what the left is trying to do to us. They're trying to scare people into away from the Trump agenda. They're trying to identify the person as a problem. That's going to not last very long, because the moment that President Trump is out of office, what is the media going to do to continue to harp on him as the evil bad guy? They're going to try it. And then they're turning, and what they're doing now is turning to specific individuals. We have to stand up and be strong and not allow that to happen. We have to ensure that people are not intimidated and not afraid to be positive about America, to believe in this country, to believe that free speech is the most essential element of our nation's existence. And the one place that started this for the entire world was right here. And we want to protect that. So, you know, we can't be intimidated. We can't be afraid. We've got to be able to say, okay, and not get angry and split. That's exactly what they're attempting to do. And that's what they did with many legislators, House members and senators, just after the January 6th events. And it turns out that maybe that's not exactly the narrative that was out there was not actually factual. There's a lot of people being arrested that were on the left that instigated some of the violence, and the timing of when Trump spoke versus when things started happening is completely different. So, you know, there's some facts that need to be expressed, and people have to not be afraid to stand up and say, you know what, America is a good place.
You know what, I have to, that's what I've been thinking, Jimmy. And as all our listeners know, my official stance is to not even have an opinion on you. I mean, have an opinion, that's great, but wait until at least the end of August and see how the liberals fare in that particular time. More importantly, see how our country fares. And I think the best way to do that, as I was talking about in an earlier segment with Dr. Chuck Page, is let the anger go. Be middle of the road. Look at things in an unbiased manner. I have to say, as listeners are very aware, it's very, very difficult for me to do that because of my feelings toward the liberals. There are absolutely way too many unknowns out there. But the only way that this thing can be settled is by concrete action. Let's see what occurs between now and early September. Al, do you want to jump in?
Well, yeah, I agree with your statement. I was going to ask Jim about fundraising, because I thought with the end of the election and the Georgia runoff that my mail with requests for money would calm down, but it seems like that's accelerated. And you know, quite honestly, I'm ticked off at the Republican Party. I don't think they handled this whole thing very well. I will say that I contributed modest amounts to a number of House candidates, women and African Americans, and virtually all of them won. And it just seems to me that that is where we have to put our money going forward to try to flip the House and get the Senate back. So anyhow, your thoughts, Jim?
No, I agree. I think that's a very important strategy and thought that a lot of it's hard to lead. It's easy to criticize. And what you've seen over the last 4 years is continual contempt for this president, identifying him as a evil guy. And it was easy to do that. Now when they have to lead, they have to make decisions. And those decisions they've been making, we most of us understand, are not in the best interest of the American people. So the House will be essential to take back. And I believe there's a very strong case. And of course, what we saw with the number of Republican victories in the House this cycle means that there's a great opportunity. And if they continue to push a far-left progressive agenda and they continue to try to silence people, that's going to do blowback on them. And I really strongly believe that supporting those candidates, that viable candidates, ones that speak well, that look good, that have policies that are consistent with conservative values, that are still supporting the basic idea that America is the most important place in this on this planet to promote democracy and good values, those are the type of people we want to support, and we've got to be careful about it, and we've got to focus our efforts. The other point is we cannot allow the Democrats to own the dense urban environments without putting pressure on them in those areas, and that's why we're losing. When you look at the map of the United States, the electoral map, there's just a handful of major urban areas that dictated this. And of course, the fraud is, legitimately, you have to question it. You've got to look at it. But you can't sit back and just say, we're going to cede Seattle. We're going to cede New York. We're going to cede, just give that to the opposing forces. We've got to do something different there. And that's reaching out, I believe, to the minority communities, exactly what Trump was doing. He did well with Hispanics. He did really well with blacks. And that we've got a campaign to continue to go forward on and change that dynamic in the urban environments.
Well, Jimmy, what you're saying is something that I really want you to elaborate on, but that is more of the same. Now, it's really hard to say, it's impossible to say at this point, if the Republicans really lost the election. I mean, the opinion out there is there was enough vote rigging, for lack of better terms, going on that Trump actually won, not the various Republicans. But I want to say, when you look at what happened in Georgia, when you look at Pennsylvania, when you look at some of the other states, Arizona, Nevada, I think we have to change the minds of the powers that be in those states so audits are actually available. Any comments, Jimmy?
Let's look at what happened there.
Yeah.
So the Democrats very effectively used COVID to change laws to allow people to do mail-in balloting with extended balloting periods, and they did not review signatures and did not allow people to observe. There were so many corrupt activities that went along there, and those were actually Republican state legislators that were afraid with the accusations of COVID. The fear caused them to allow these rule changes. They've got to crack down and realize that exactly what happened, that this was a game that they lost. And what bothers me more than anything else when I see Liz Cheney and some of the other Republicans that have voted for impeachment is they do not understand a level of effort that went into intimidating people and changing these election outcomes through crazy, these crazy rules that were allowed to go through for COVID. And that is something that we've got to stop. And hopefully Republicans will wake up and realize that exactly what the enemy is doing here. When I say the enemy, it's the people, the enemy of American policy, American of freedom, of individual choice and speech.
Yeah.
In order to gain power, we've got to stand up to that. And it bothers me that people don't understand the bigger fight here.
Yeah. Well, I have to say, we've got less than a minute left here, you guys. The one comment that I want to make is that the liberals ran a very, very effective campaign. I'm not happy
well,
with
the results. Well, remember what Joe
Jimmy,
Biden...
Jimmy, I'm not no, happy
no, just
with
real quick,
the
let
results.
Me say,
yeah, go ahead.
No, just let me say the one thing. Remember what Joe Biden said. We have the most organized and effective campaign fraud system. I can't remember the exact quote. Out there. And I think he was a Freudian slip telling the truth when he said that.
Well, that's very possible. You guys, we're just out of time for me to close this up. We got about 15 seconds left. Would like all the comments that we could get regarding what Jimmy and I and our friend are talking about right now. Let's flood the blog with ideas of what we can do. Hope you enjoyed KER Politics. I certainly enjoyed putting it together.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.